Kilo, Kilo 4, Kilo Tango Juliet, this is November Alpha 1, Sierra Sierra, over. Kilo, Kilo 4, Kilo Tango Juliet, this is November Alpha 1, Sierra Sierra, over. Kilo, Kilo 4, Kilo Tango Juliet, this is November Alpha 1, Sierra Sierra, over. Kilo, Kilo 4, Kilo Tango Juliet, this is November Alpha 1, Sierra Sierra, over. We copy you a little bit weak, but I can hear you, over. Ready for questions, and welcome Burn Science and Technology Charter School to the International Space Station, over. Well, actually, we do have a refrigerator, but our food is usually at room temperature, and then we prepare it. Sometimes we prepare it with cold water and then put it in the refrigerator. Sometimes we want to make something hot, like soup, and put hot water in and then eat it hot. Over. I really miss my dog, and today his birthday. He's 11 years old. He's a little Jack Russell Terrier. And when I take him for a walk, I usually feel a wind on my face or sand in my feet at the beach. And really, those things about the planet are what I really miss. Over. I miss pizza while I'm up here because we don't have a lot of bread. When you have bread up here, it makes crumbs and then it gets everywhere because it floats around, even gets in your hair. So I miss pizza and I want to have pizza when I come home. Over. Well, it's sort of difficult at times to know which city is which, but sometimes it's easiest when they're on the coast by the ocean or a lake, so then you can see that that part is dark. But really, the brightest cities I've seen are over in the Middle East, because you can tell that people use different types of lights, and over there it's very bright. Over. Wow, well, we're doing a lot of experiments on ourselves to find out what happens to our bone density and our muscle mass up here, particularly in our legs, because we don't walk for the whole time, 4 months while we're up here. So for me, that's very interesting because it will help us know what happens to people when they stay in space for a long time. Over. That's a great question. Sometimes we get it shipped up when we have some visiting spacecraft, but we actually make oxygen by splitting water, H2O, into hydrogen, H, and oxygen, O, and that's how we get our oxygen. Over. So I think the question was, does being in space affect your metabolism? And yeah, we're trying to figure that out. And people typically lose weight up here because you're not very hungry. And also, your body metabolizes food differently. For example, we don't need as much bone density, so some of the calcium comes out of our bones while we're up here. And so we're trying to learn about that. Over. You know, we have a lot of things to do while we're out there, so I wasn't really, really afraid. But at the end of the spacewalk, you want to really make sure that you come in and don't forget your tools and make sure you don't get tangled up, because you're getting to the end of your limit of carbon dioxide removal and oxygen. So that always makes me a little bit nervous. Over. Robonaut 2 has been doing all sorts of interesting things, actually. He has got what they call a busy board, where he can push buttons, activate switches, and last 2 weeks ago, I think we had him with wiping down a handrail with a tissue. Over. So very interesting question. Luckily, it's not that dirty up here, so we don't get really dirty. Sometimes we get sweaty, though, because we work out, we run, or we bicycle or lift weights. And so you take, like, a bath by putting warm, soapy water on a washcloth and then rinsing it off. Washing your hair is even a little bit more difficult than that because it takes some time and you have to worry about the water going everywhere. Over. Well, I think some of the things you need to learn are fun things like science and understanding a little bit about math. Those are the key elements of being an investigator, a scientist, an engineer, a veterinarian, a doctor. So those are the cornerstones, and then from there you can do anything you want to do. Over. Carly, that's a very interesting question. You know, we're not that far. We're only about 250 miles or 400 kilometers above the Earth. So we're relative to how far the stars are, we're not that much closer. So we see the planets and the stars sort of like you do. So when in the night sky you see Jupiter or Venus or Mars, we see the same. They're just very clear. Over. Wow, that's an interesting question. I think what surprised me was the things that we do subconsciously, like sleeping or eating, sometimes is a little bit more difficult in space. I opened a bag of peanuts and I lifted them above my head to make them fall in my mouth. And of course, in space, that's not going to work. They just floated out and up. So those types of things that you think of that are unconscious that you do naturally with gravity are the things that are surprising. Over.